Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus and our 42nd devotional in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 15, verses 14 through 21. What ambition drove Paul? What ambition drives us? Romans 15, 20 and 21, Paul writes this, I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation. But as it is written, those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. That's Romans 15, 20 and 21. So, what drives you? Why do you get out of bed in the morning? I remember watching a special about a famous stand-up comedian, and he said all he wanted was for people to like his sense of humor, to laugh at his jokes. He said that was all the approval he ever needed. You know, during his boxing career, Muhammad Ali was obviously driven by the desire to have people consider him the greatest of all time. More recently, Floyd Mayweather wanted to be able to retire 50-0 and very wealthy, even if he had to box a famous non-boxer in order to achieve these goals. So what drives you? In today's passage, we see what drove the Apostle Paul. He said, I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named. He was driven by a consuming desire to take the name of Jesus Christ to those who had not heard of him, so they could become worshipers of Jesus too. He wanted to see Jesus praised and glorified by more and more peoples in the world. Paul's driving ambition had already led him to take the gospel all around the eastern Mediterranean. He was able to say, from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ. This was a massive amount of territory covered by Paul on foot in his relentless gospel preaching and church planting missionary work. Now he was writing to Rome because he wanted them to be the new Antioch, to use them as a new base of operations to take the gospel to Spain. So what drives you? Are you trying to climb the ladder in your company to become an executive or a key leader? Are you seeking to become well-known and have many followers on social media? Do you just want people to like you or to think you're funny? The Westminster Shorter Catechism famously says that our chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. How does your ambition fit into God's chief purpose for your life, His eternal glory and your eternal joy? His eternal glory and your eternal joy. How does your ambition fit in with that? Are you aiming high enough in your ambitions, seeking that which will bring maximum glory to God and true satisfaction to your soul in Him? I pray that my life's ambition is to hear Jesus say to me, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your master. It is required in a steward that he be found faithful. I want that to be my life's ambition, to be faithful to him who has never failed to be faithful to me. In the end, if he is glorified, I know I will be satisfied in him.